Hello.
Hi, is this Alex?
Yes.
Good to speak with you again, sir. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke this morning regarding branding
Yes.
your business on Google. I did want to follow up with you. Is this maybe a better time to kind of get your questions answered?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good, good. I did actually send an email out to you. Did you have a chance maybe to take a look at that?
No, I have not.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Did you have any specific questions that I might address for you?
Okay, so my question is sort of like a typical one, which is like a common sense.
Sure.
I mean, I'm sure I am not the lucky person that gets this call, like winning the lottery. So I'm
right.
sure you call other contractors, and there is limited space for that first page. So how does that work?
So that is a really good question. So we are not Google, but we are a Google partner. The name of our company is Local Splash. So when positions become available, it's our job to fill them. We can only work, as you probably understand, we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. That exclusivity, of course, means that our clients see a very high return on investment. We are not the only Google partner. You would never be the only company that would pop up on the first page for the keywords related to your services. You would, though, be the only company that we're working with for your services in kind of the greater Sacramento area. I know that you do travel, you know, at least a little bit for that. But our mapping coordinators, and of course you spoke originally with Tara, they get from our inventory department a list of pre-qualified candidates. Our inventory department knows that, for example, you have an online presence of some sort. It could be something like a Facebook page or an Angie listing. It could be a website. We know that you're in the area and that you provide the services for the category we're trying to fill. You have no bad reviews, so that's enough to put you on that list of pre-qualified candidates. I've actually had this particular listing on a soft hold since we spoke this morning because you did express interest, just not enough time to speak. I wouldn't want to take the position and give it to somebody else just because you happened to be busy earlier today. So I put in for what was called the right of first refusal, which means I don't open the category or speak with anybody else until after I've already spoken with you, and perhaps not even then. You know, if it's something that you want to do, again, we would close out the category. We would only work with you. It is a month-to-month service, and as long as you choose to keep the service, it is a flat rate. I did mention that flat rate earlier. It's exactly $299, and that's all-inclusive. So there's no taxes or fees. You're not paying per lead or click or call or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So no matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it would only ever be that exact amount, that flat rate.
Okay. So what I'm wondering is, though, okay, I mean, you must have other contractors on your payroll or whatever, however you call it.
Sure.
If you provide the same service.
Correct. As a Google partner, our service area is all of the United States and Canada. So, and that's every industry under the sun, you know. So, of course, we do have a lot of our clients, our contractors, you know, various sorts, rippers, plumbers, electricians. I know that you do a lot. You know, you're kind of a home builder. You do, you know, room remodeling, kitchen, bathroom, room additions, decks, and things like that. So for the Sacramento area, we'd be working with just your business. Now, that's
okay.
Not to say that we don't have other contractors or other companies, other clients in Sacramento, they're just not providing the same services that you provide. There may be a little bit of overlap. I mean, like I said, you do quite a lot of different things. This is kind of, remodeling is the main category, but you don't get limited. You know, I mean, obviously all the different services that you provide, we would be able to get you found for. And if you do, let's say you do roofing, which I don't think you do, right? You don't do roofing?
I mean, we can do everything, but my specialty is framing.
Framing, okay.
Yes. Framing, gotcha. Additions, anything that has to do with pretty much. I mean, mostly it's custom home building. Like, that, that majority of my work is custom home framing.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's for residential clients, right?
Residential and commercial.
And commercial.
Yes. Yeah, we've done, I mean, we've done a, I don't even know what to call it. It's Arctic, it's like a spa, some new hype thing that's people walk in and take IVs and whatever the heck to, I don't know, vitamins and stuff.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Do you prefer commercial clients or residential clients or no real preference one way or the other?
To me, it really doesn't matter. Money rules.
Oh, yeah, of course. And if it makes dollars, it makes sense. And I think that's what you'll love most about our service is, you know, the calls come to you. It's not meant to inundate you with more work than you can take on, but that steady stream of phone calls from both residential and commercial clients will allow you to kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most beneficial for you. And it's not just you doing all the work, right? You've got a couple of guys or a crew.
No, yeah, I have right now I have 5 employees, but I have people on call. I mean, yeah, this year I've had up to 16 employees.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you certainly can take on more work, even multiple projects at a time. Yeah. It's really designed for one job to offset the cost of the service, that reduced rate of $299. You know, obviously, it's simply our job to keep your phone ringing and earn your business for the long term. And that's how we've been successful for almost 20 years. In fact, on December 17th, we will, Alex, celebrate our 20th anniversary, and I've been with the company myself for over 11 and a half years, so you would definitely be in good hands with us and keeping clients on board for the long term, not because they're under any type of contract, of course it is month to month, but because they choose to keep the service because it is profitable. That's how we've been successful all these years. And I do have clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning, you know, 8, 9, 10 years in many cases. And as a company, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. So, and I know that you've got a lot of experience, you know, a couple of decades and just a couple of years as officially a business on your own. And that's actually the best of both worlds. We can easily and would want to promote you as the guy with, you know, 22 years of experience, the guy that people should trust, the guy that people should call, and yet because the business itself is fairly new, you do qualify for that reduced pricing. Again, that $299 is a reduced rate. It is for younger companies, but it's not like an introductory rate. It will never go up on you, even if we raise our prices. And in the 11 and a half years that I've been with the company, we have raised our prices twice. We may do it in the future. I can't predict when it would happen, but I do know for sure that even if we raise our prices down the line, your price will never go up. You're grandfathered into that reduced rate no matter how long you choose to keep the service.
Okay, so can you walk me through it? As in, like, I go on Google, and how does it work? Like, what do they type in to?
Right. So
to find my company name.
So you are not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's a service that you want to be found for. So you want to be found for framing. You want to be found, you know, as a commercial home builder. So we create all of the content that Google wants to see, what's called off-page optimization. A lot of people know it as search engine optimization. So we'll create all of the directories. Okay. It looks like, you know, you might have, you know, some of them or heard of some of them. Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. So we create that content. like your existing website, it will talk about your services, your service area. Not only does that get you found on the first page for the keywords related to your services, it gives the people who see you there the reasons to call you. Now, we don't create that content for your customers to see necessarily. It does all link and direct people to your existing website, but we do create that content for Google to see. That's what's going to put you ahead of your competitors. And like I said, you will not be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as they are in your service area looking for someone who does what you do, something that is on your website, something that we talk about in all the additional content that we create. And it can change. It can vary.
Yeah.
If your focus shifts and changes as the seasons shift, and I don't think they need to, but if you want to add additional services, or, you know, if you get a couple of guys who are experts in this particular field and you want to offer more of those types of services to your clients, we can always update and change the content on the directories that we create for you. So you'll always be getting the phone calls from the people and providing the services that you want to provide. And as far as your service area goes, we don't just draw a big circle around you. We do target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found.
Got it.
And I know that when Tara was speaking with you originally and when I spoke with you, she sent to me the Angie profile. Now, this is nothing like Angie. Of course, with Angie, people go there, maybe they want an estimate or two, maybe they're trying to budget for something in the future, maybe they are trying to actually hire somebody, but they're using that service because they know they're going to get multiple phone calls, multiple bids. Several contractors will try to reach out and contact them because Angie's does sell and resell the exact same lead to businesses and a handful of their competitors. So you're always dealing with that potential customer who will get phone calls from others. You're always in something of a bidding war. Sometimes it's hard even to reach people. It seems like the leads aren't even legitimate. You call them and nobody answers and you're still expected to pay for that. This is nothing at all like that. Again, it's not a lead-based service whatsoever. We simply make it easier for people in your service area who are looking for someone to do the services you provide, that they find your company and your website in the exact moment that they're looking, making you one of their few choices, one of their best options as far as who they should call. Not everyone will call you, but the calls that you get will typically come from someone who took the time to look at your website first. Maybe they saw the gallery. Maybe they learned about your experience. They saw all the beautiful work that you do. By the time they decide to call you, it's almost always because they're hoping you're available to do the job. They want to work with you. They're hoping your price is fair. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. And then again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate.
Got it. Well, I mean, I'm definitely intrigued. I'm willing to try it out.
Well, it's month to month
happy
for
about
a good reason.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I'm glad it's not a contract thing.
Oh, of course,
I would definitely not be interested in that.
Right,
but
yeah.
Month to month, to give it a shot,
Yeah, absolutely. It is month to month because it's our job to earn your business. And as a pricing director, I'm authorized even to offer our services below what it cost us in the beginning. Now, we do a lot of content creation in the very beginning, and then, of course, we keep it updated. We keep it optimized. We do continue to run paid Facebook ads for you. But we do actually have to earn your business for a few months just for us to break even. For sure, we wouldn't have been able to keep our doors open for almost 20 years without providing the services and keeping our clients happy for the long term. Now, the website that we are promoting, of course, is the existing website. I know it's Ubix Construction Inc.
Yeah.
Right? That's the name of your business.
Yeah.
And
.com
is the website. And then it seems like the phone number that we're speaking on, Alex, this is the number you would want your customers to call, right? This is the number that is on your website.
Right.
And is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay.
And anything that has to do...
Would be this phone number, the 916-509-1522. Yeah. Alex, is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Is there actually not smartphones that people still use?
That's a great question.
I mean, yeah.
You know, I actually read an article yesterday that they call them dumb phones. They're not dumb. They're just not, like, internet accessible. They have rudimentary features, most of them. Even the phones that aren't smartphones, a lot of the times you can still receive a text message on there. But you're absolutely right. I mean, the world's content is at the touch of our fingers, and it's in our pocket or our purse, and we access it many times throughout the day. That's to your benefit. You know, most of the people that will be looking for your services, they might even be doing it on their smartphone, or maybe they've got a moment to sit down at their computer. But you're absolutely right. You have to be connected to the world, and we do that through our phone. And I did see the email address. It's UbixConstructionInc@gmail.com, right? That's a good email for you?
Yeah, that's my business. That's my business email, and okay. I have a personal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this really is more for us to contact you regarding your account. So it's not like an email that we're going to be promoting. Really, you know, we are promoting your website, and it does have that email. But is there a better email for us, like if we have to send you some piece
yeah,
of information,
yeah.
or you'd rather keep things separate? A lot of times people say, well, send it to me personally so I know and I can keep track of it better. What is a better email then for us to contact you?
lyubik10@gmail.com.
10@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. I did also want to ask you, Alex, because I do see a physical street address, but correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, right? You go to the customer, no one comes to you?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
I don't sell anything, it's all service.
Right. So the 7037 Refined Court, is that your residence?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Well, Google...
Yeah, it's temporary. That's where I'm registered to receive all my business and mail and stuff.
Got it. So that was going to be my next question. You do receive mail there, but you don't receive customers there. No one comes to you. And Google pretty much expects it to be that way. You know, they don't expect service-based businesses to maintain a storefront. They also wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. You will be listed Sacramento, California, not even the 95842 zip code, and certainly not the Refined Court street address. And then, like I said, we can definitely target anywhere and everywhere throughout your service area. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me, the next step here is to, well, there's a couple of things I would do. One would be to schedule what's called a client interview, and it is exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will give you a call. It takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer, but we do want to verify information off of your website, information that I have here. Make sure that we're accurately promoting you for all of the services you want to be found for, all of the different places you want to be found. Make sure we know things like a mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., you know, what's unique about your business. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I am required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. Alex, it gets recorded through the computer, and it does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you. so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved, that we are reducing the cost of the service, that we are also reducing the one-time setup fee. I did send it out to you in an email. There's normally a $299 setup fee that attaches to the first month, but I am able to take $200 off of that setup fee. So it's just a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches to that very first month, and then, of course, after that, it's exactly $299 as a fixed flat rate, of course, that we are including the Facebook ads, etc. So the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. And then, Alex, before I do schedule that follow-up call with your technician and get through the voice verification, how did you want to take care of that initial investment? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what does work best for you?
Visa.
Visa. And on that particular card, is it your name, first and last? Is there any middle initial?
No, it's just first and last. I don't have a middle initial.
First and last. Okay. And that's Alexander, A-L-E-K-S-A-N-D-R, your last name L-Y-U-B-E-Z-H-A-N-I-N.
Yep.
You said it was a Visa, Alex. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4147.
Mm-hmm.
1816.
Yes, sir.
8572.
Okay.
6170.
And then, Alex, the expiration month and year?
0428.
04 of 2028, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
221.
221. So I have 221221 on the back of the card. I've got April or 04 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then was the card itself 41 47 18 16 85 72 6170?
Correct.
Does that bill at the 7037 Refine Court address?
Yes.
It does. Okay. Now, in about a minute or so after I get through the voice verification, you will receive a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. Alex, if you do have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach our client support team. Alex, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is, of course, Pacific time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. Alex, if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or possibly the next day if they get that email either after hours or very late in the day. The email address is simply support@local/.com, and that's local like your local newspaper, splash like a splash of water. You will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute or two, or actually a minute or so after I get through the voice verification. I do have that voice verification pulled up, and like I said, it is recorded, but feel free to stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. So it does read as follows. It says, Alex, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Alex, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Lubix Construction, Inc.
Okay, that's exactly how I have that. And then, Alex, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Alexander Lubizhanin, and I am the CEO owner of the company.
Basically the owner. And as the owner of Ubix Construction Incorporated, Alex, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that VCU provided in your name, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Of course.
Of course, of course. It's a silly question, but you have to ask it. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, Alex, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Alex, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Well, of course.
Of course, of course. I mean, you'd be surprised.
Otherwise you get bad reviews or whatnot.
Exactly, and otherwise you don't even know when people are trying to reach you and you're not getting the jobs. I mean, it's always a concern for me when I'm calling one of my clients and I'm calling the business number and it either goes to voicemail or worse still, it goes to mailbox full or not even set up. Of course, I'm concerned not because I have to call them back. I always do. That's my client. But if I were a potential customer trying to call and hire them and I get mailbox not set up, I am probably not going to try to call back later. I'd probably just call somebody else. So we don't want you to lose the opportunity. As long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Alex, we do request that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll create for you. We already are aware of Angie's. There's no conflict there. If you decide to keep it or get rid of it, it does not conflict with anything that we do. But we do want to make sure of a couple of things. First of all, we wouldn't want you to pay anybody else for services that we are already providing for you. And equally or even more important is we'll always do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we want to make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. As I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, both to the one-time setup fee and to the subscription cost itself, and of course with it being month to month, Alex, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 6th of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, Alex, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 6th of the month at the further reduced amount of $299. That $299, again, is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount, so there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Alex, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. Now, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will and no contract. That, of course, means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can, in fact, pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could, in fact, pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Alex, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Alex, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in about a minute or so here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system with that information that I already did give you. It will also have your login credentials, your username and your password, so you can access your tracking system. You don't have to do that today. In fact, you'll get notification once your tracking system is officially active. But you can try it at any time. You just might get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. We are booked out for the rest of the day, but we can do Monday. And when I'm looking to the 9th, it's basically anything from 7 a.m. onward, with the last one scheduled at 3 p.m. The one exception is noon, when everyone takes their lunch break. Did you want something kind of early morning, mid-morning, or later on in the day?
I prefer p.m., so
okay.
1, 2, or 3.
All of those have at least one spot available. We're talking on Monday here. Which of those times would you prefer?
Let's do 2.
2 o'clock? Okay, perfect. It's going to be scheduled from 2 o'clock until 3. It's a one-hour window. The call typically takes about half that time. So it would get to you right at, or maybe a couple minutes after 2 in this case, get you off the phone about 2:30, something like that. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on the beginning part of that call just to say kind of a quick hello to you, answer any questions that you might have, introduce you to your client, interview technician, etc. I'll try to keep my phone line open. I certainly would like to be able to say a quick hello to you. If I am not available, they're still going to call you. I mean, they'll have your file. They'll take really good care of you. And Alex, whether I am on that follow-up call or not, I did want to set up just a simple question and answer, a little bit of extra security, another layer of protection for you. If anyone calls us and tells us they're with UVIX Construction, Inc., even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may occasionally ask you to verify the answer to your security question. And then this is important, especially a week or so from now. Obviously, it's designed to get your phone ringing and have it being potential customers calling you. If, however, you do also get phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google, even if they say they're local Splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they cannot provide that information basically immediately, that's not us. Don't entertain the phone call. Let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, don't even bother to ask if they know the answer to the security question. That wouldn't be us to begin with. The voice verification was already just now recorded and attached to your account, and it is for your protection. It clearly states moving forward. It bills on the 6th for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. Of course, just the one-time setup fee for today. Your question for your security question, your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do first pet's name.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Yeah. T-O-P-I-K.
T-O-P-I-K. Okay. I have to type it in twice to confirm.
Yeah.
But you are all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you? It looks like you've gotten a few of them. One is the welcome email that I was talking about before. It does have your login credentials. You can access that later, and like I said, when your tracking system is officially active, we'll send an email and text reminder. Your username is going to be the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but it's just numbers. Now, it is in our system the same way, so you cannot change your username. It is designed, though, to make it easy for you to remember, first of all, and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So your username is simply The number is 916-509-1522. Again, just numbers, no dashes or parentheses or spaces or anything like that. You can change your password.
This is all in an email, right?
It is all in the email, yeah. And your password is on there.
Jesus,
you can change your password. So the one that I wanted you to see, and I'll get you off the phone real quick, and again, I appreciate your patience. I just want to be thorough here. You got a welcome email, one that asks you to send us photos. That's to help us satisfy Google that you're an active business. Do you see the one that says local splash initial invoice?
Yes.
Okay. Please do click on that. It says something like, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You'll see those blue words, click here. They're hyperlinked. If you click on them, they do go.
Okay, which one? Local splash initial invoice, okay.
Correct.
Access your dashboard?
Above that, it should have your invoice, and above that in the body of the email itself in the text, it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A little bit lower, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that blue click here?
We figured it out.
Okay. So click on the click here, and it will take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll through it. I don't want to walk you through everything. But you'll see a couple of boxes, and we want you to click on both of those. So below the long line, it's going to say that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So, of course, we want you to click on both of those boxes. You'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. That's where you would type in your name. It is case sensitive, so your initials, the A and L, are capitalized, but just those letters are capitalized. You can copy and paste it, but if you do, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after your name. Once you do have your name in that box, click the orangish-colored Confirm Signature box. That does a few things. If you're on your smartphone, you may need to turn it sideways. You may, you know, need to have it pop up a little higher for you to click on it.
I already pressed it.
Okay. So it's going to ask you to log into your tracking system. Like I said, you do not need to do that now, but you do have on the welcome email your login credentials. You can change your password at any time. So you are all set and squared away on my end. I am excited to work with you, especially with all of your experience, the beautiful work that you do, that great website that you already have. It's just our job to make it easier for people to find and, of course, earn your business 1 month at a time. I really do hope that I am in between phone calls, and I should be at 2 o'clock on Monday. I'd definitely like to say a quick hello to you. It's a pleasure speaking with you. You're very patient and very kind, and I appreciate that, especially at the end of a long day and at the end of a long week. But you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Alex. You take care. Have a great night, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.